5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's Testimony Tuesday. Shout out to everyone who is tuning in right now. If you have not followed the Roar of Judah on social media, please go and do so. That's right. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hey, do me one small favor. Now share that with at least two people. That's all it takes. 2 seconds to share it with two people. Don't forget, the Roar of Judah podcast is streaming on Apple and Spotify. Take 2 more seconds. Share that with at least two people. We'll greatly, greatly appreciate it. As always, it is such an honor and a pleasure to have you in this hour to kick it with you. Shout out to my brother, Rufus, over at the RH3 show. Much love. Our first order of business, as always, is prayer. Prayer is powerful and it is necessary. It changes things. And then we're going to jump into the weather. And then we're going to jump into today's social conversation. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Buckle up your seatbelts. You know what's next. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful, beautiful day that you have created. In Psalms 118, 24, it says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to say thank you. We are rejoicing despite what we may face in this day. You deserve all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, no matter what. You sit high and you look low. You know all things. There is no God like you. Help our minds, hearts, and wills come into alignment with what you have chosen for our lives. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. Amen. Well, tribe, it is Testimony Tuesday. Really quickly, I want to do a couple of things. Number one, if you have a testimony, no matter where you are in the world, we would love to share your testimony here on the Roar of Judah radio show on Testimony Tuesdays. All you have to do is submit your testimony, 500 words or less, to admin@theroarofjudah.org. That's right, admin@theroarofjudah.org. Also, if you have a faith-based business and you would like to sponsor and partner with the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast, feel free to reach out at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. You can also make a contribution or a donation on our website at www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. Well, tribe, you know what that means. Let's go to work. It's Testimony Tuesday, and hopefully you are doing well. Hopefully your day has been going well. And despite what you may have faced in your day, know that God is still in control. We may not be able to change our circumstances, but we definitely can change our attitude. Whew. Alrighty. So Today's social conversation, we're talking about the grading scale. Oh, my, 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 my. We're talking about the grading scale. So, you know, when you was in school, they had a grading scale. And based on your performance would determine your grade. Just in case that went over your head. The grading scale. For the person in the back, you want to write that down. Today's social conversation is about the grading scale. I'm not going to say it again. I promise. I want to point out a few things. Number one, God's goal for our lives is not about us being comfortable or happy. We are not here long enough for that. Oh, my, my, my. Y'all not ready for this today. We got to get serious about what we're doing or what we're believing in. God's goal for our lives is not for us to be comfortable or to be happy. His goal, his ultimate goal, is for us to grow in our spirit and mature. That is the ultimate goal. Your happiness will come millions and trillions of years later when you're in heaven cooling. Because that's what we want to be. We want to be into eternity. Because that's where it matters. Right now, we're going through a growing stage, a metamorphosis, if you will. And God is more interested in our character development than our comfort. Listen, God is more concerned with our character development than our comfort. You have to understand that life is an experience, and with that experience comes change. With that change comes growth. And if you are not growing, then that means you are not changing. That means that you are not fulfilling what God put you on earth to do. You can tell when God is working in your life because his ultimate goal is to grow you, despite how you feel about the process. And we go through this process through various trials and tests. It's similar to like when you work out and you go to the gym. You don't know how much you can actually lift until you put the weights on the machine. The more weights you lift, the stronger you get. We're just getting warmed up. We'll be right back.
What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar Judah Radio Show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM.
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Bigger by Travis Green. I love that song. We left off talking about going to the gym and working on your muscles. You cannot get stronger until you put the weight on that's necessary for you to build your muscles. Now, the more that you test your muscles, the more that your muscles grow. Two things have to happen in this process. Listen to me very carefully. Number one, you have to go to the gym. You have to go to the gym. Number two, you have to put in the work. Too often, people want the results of the gym, but they don't want the process of the work. Oh, my, 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 my. Don't get me started. I want you to hear me very carefully. God is in the business of building your character. His process is similar to the gym. The test that God gives you examines the areas of your life where you need to be strengthened. I know this sounds crazy, but just think about your life for a moment. Think about all the places where you thought that you were not strong enough to overcome something, and then you overcame that very thing. And when you look back, you are not only stronger, but you are wiser. This process is about your character being developed, and it also builds your patience for the process. Listen to me. In James, he describes it as this: when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, listen to me, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. That's James 1, 2 through 4. New Living Translation. I like that translation. And you know, I'm usually a King James person, but I felt that so strongly, and I wanted to share it in layman terms. I want to go back for just a second. In the beginning of the scripture in James 1, 2 through 4, New Living Translation, it says, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Let's just pause right there and work that. The scripture is basically telling you that when trouble comes your way, when things don't go the way that you plan, consider it an opportunity for great joy. It is not talking about the immediate. It is talking about the after. It is talking about what happens when you go through the troubles. It's talking about what happens when you go through the process. It is talking about when your character is mature and it is developed. It is for great joy. And then it goes on to say, for you know that when your faith is tested, it's reminding you that your faith will be tested. You cannot forget that your faith is being tested. The title of this social conversation is The Grading Scale. I want you to understand that if your faith is being tested, there must be a grading scale on how you endure the process. The scripture tells you, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So if your endurance is growing and it's a test, then God knows exactly how much pressure. Remember the analogy about the weights? God knows exactly how much pressure to put on you to allow you to be developed so that your character, which AKA is your muscles, can be strengthened. Listen, it's Testimony Tuesday. We're going in. So then the scripture says, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, when your character, when your ability to go through processes without complaining or murmuring or having an attitude is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete. That means you will be whole. You will see yourself as God sees you, perfect and whole, complete. And then it says at the end, needing nothing. God does not want you to depend on anything or anyone else but Him. The Word of God tells us that our faith is being tested. Our character is going to grow if we go through the test, unwavered. See, you got to be able to go through the fiery trials and know that even in the fire, God is with you. I know, I've been there. I've been homeless with a 3-year-old. I've lost everything. I've had family members talk about me. I've done dirt. I've done wrong. I've lied. I've done things that you can't even imagine. I've been on the dark side. My life has not always been like this. But when I went through those trials, when I went through those tests, my character was put into the fire and I was refined and I was made anew through Christ Jesus. And here I am sitting in this very moment, encouraging you to go through the fire. The only way that you're going to get your character to be what God wants it to be, as the scripture says, perfect and complete, is to go through the fire. I need you to write this down. I must stop running from the fire. I know in the world, when you see a fire at a house, they tell you don't try to grab anything, run. What I'm telling you in the spirit realm is, don't run from the fire, run to it. Because in the fire, you are being purified and refined. Oh, my, my, my. I need you to write that down. In the fire, I am being purified and refined. Some of the greatest biblical heroes, God put through some of the greatest tests. The very first one that automatically comes to my mind, and I don't know if you agree, but Job's story is exceptional about going through the fire, letting your character be developed. He did not change his attitude or his posture towards God despite losing everything. God uses tests to grow our faith. You have to go through and pass, not just go through it. Sometimes we go through things and we don't get the grade. Listen to me. We don't get the A. We don't even get a B. We don't do our best at passing, and we have to go through that process. Have you ever went through something and you thought you learned the lesson, and then 2 to 3 months, maybe 6 months, a year later, you go through that same test again and you like, I already been through this, but you didn't pass. Oh, my, my. Listen, tribe, this is the Roar of Judah radio show. It's Testimony Tuesday, and the social discussion for today is the grading scale. Listen, tribe, I hope you brought your pen and your pad and you are ready to take notes here on Testimony Tuesday. Listen to me. Get your notebook, get your tablet, get your laptop. We're getting ready to go to class. God gives us tests. One of the tests that God gives us is a difficult new task. In my own experience, in my life, when you are being challenged with something new that you have not ever experienced, that is a test that God is looking to see. How are you going to manage the impossible? Because here's the thing. You're not familiar with this type of test. You're not familiar with this type of task. Maybe you got a promotion at the job and you're not familiar with the system that they're using. God will use that to see if you have patience and your character can be developed as you go through the fire to come out on the other side brand new. God often tells us to do certain things that seem impossible just to see what our heart's posture is going to be in the moment. It's just like when God called Noah to build the ark. When no one, and I mean no one, on the earth even seen rain. Here he is telling Noah to build an ark, and Noah looking like, what? The people like, what is he doing? But it was in his obedience that his family was saved. I need you to write this down. What am I willing to do to be saved? Oh, my, 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 my. God is not asking you to build an ark, but he will ask you to reach new levels, new dreams, and complete impossible missions and tasks because he knows what he's invested in you. See, you don't even know what you have in you. I'm speaking from experience. The things that I've overcome in my life, I did not even know I possessed the skills to maneuver and to get out of the things that I had gotten myself into. One of the other ways, really quickly, that I'm going to say before we go to break, that God tests you is by having a major change in your life. I'm talking about disruption, pivot type stuff. Have you ever been going in a direction and you think everything is good? You got your mind made up, your plans are set, and then something shifts everything and it's a major change and you have to pivot and go in a different direction. This is a test from God. And those tests define who we are. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe. We are back. That was This Altar. Man, such a powerful song. We left off talking about when God uses major change in your life and disrupts everything. When God uses major change and disrupts the direction of your life, it is to test your endurance. Ah, yes, it is. There it is. Because, see, you don't know what God has planned, number one. And number two, you don't know where God is taking you. How many times have you gotten so frustrated because you did not know what God's plan was for your life in this moment? When that major change happens and it disrupts everything, you don't know what God's plans are, so it's frustrating. But again, it's about building your endurance. God will tell you to go somewhere and not give you all the details. How many people have experienced that? He'll just say, go over there, move over there, do this, and it doesn't even make sense. And you don't even have all the details. But if you are obedient in the process of doing what he called you to do, your life will be transformed forever. God told Abraham to go somewhere without even telling him where to go. Do you not know how crazy that sounds? Yeah, I want you to go somewhere, but I ain't gonna tell you where you're going. But it's about obedience, though. So you have to understand faith. I want you to write this down. Faith is following God's lead without even knowing the where. Whew. Here we go. Listen to me. Faith is following God's lead without knowing even the where. Can you follow God without even knowing the where? Another way that God uses tests in our lives, and I can speak on this from great experience, is delayed promises. Are you still waiting on the promise that God put in your life? Let me raise my hand. Sometimes the most frustrating tests are the ones where we have delayed promises. Oh, my. God hasn't answered my prayer. Does that mean I lose hope? When will the marriage happen? When will the change happen? When will my finances grow? See, we have to be faithful, even in the small things, when we don't have all the answers. We have to base our life on God's promises and not what we see. Not our circumstances, and not what we feel. Faith is always waiting for God's timing without knowing the when. Write that down. Faith is about waiting for God's timing without knowing the when. Because here's the thing. God gave a promise over your life. You have to know that it will happen. You just don't know when. And you have to stay faithful, as David did in the field with the sheep, so that you can make it to the throne. Oh, my, 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 my. This is deep. Another way that God uses tests is he'll position you in a place where you have a problem that seems to be unsolvable. Have you ever been in a situation where it seems like the issue that you have, that you are facing, rather, is so big, so different, so new, that it's frustrating even trying to figure out how to get through it? You can have a problem and not even know how to solve it. But when you have a relationship with God and you are in sync with his rhythm, he'll give you the blueprint to unlock the mystery. Oh my gosh. Write that down. When I am in relation with God, he gives me the deep and secret things. Again, when I am in relationship with God, he gives me the blueprint to the deep and secret things. Faith is about expecting a miracle without even knowing how the miracle will happen. Oh, my, 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 my. The woman with the issue of blood had enough faith. She didn't know the when. She didn't know the how. She had enough faith to stretch out and touch just the tip of his garment, and it transformed her life. What are you willing to reach out and touch in order to be transformed? One of the things I'm going to say is, and I've experienced this, and a lot of people I know have experienced this, when you suffer a great loss, a senseless loss, a child, a parent, a loved one, someone close, God will use that to test you. Just like Job, he'll use it to test you. And we often look for the explanation of the why. Don't spend your whole life looking for the why. Trust God. Faith is about trusting God's principles and purpose without knowing the reason. Listen, tribe, it's been real. We might have to have a part two. It's been real. The grading scale. It's Testimony Tuesday. I appreciate you locking in. As always, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Until we meet again, tribe, one love.